Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. What would you do if you were to receive an email with pictures of an albino white-tailed fawn and the claim it was found by a friend of a friend in East Texas? Well, if you're me, you forward it to Mitch Lockwood, statewide white-tailed deer program leader.
The picture does appear to be legitimate to where it was a true albino white-tailed fawn. True albinos are very rare. In fact, it's the first picture that I've ever seen of a white-tail that's not only white, but has the pink eyes and other albinistic features.
Of course, Lockwood says he first laid eyes on the very images I forwarded to him about 2 or 3 years ago.
First time I received the email, the deer was reported to be found over at Port Bolivar. Later, I got the same email saying it was found in the piney woods of East Texas. Later, it was in the hill country, and then it was in North Texas.
While the image doesn't seem to be photoshopped, he says nobody can be certain where the albino fawn was found.
What's funny is everybody likes to take claim. The person in Port Bolivar claimed to find that albino fawn, but so did the person in the piney woods and the person in the hill country. We don't know who really found it, but the fact that it occurred, I believe, is true.
That's our show for today, supported by the Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the operations and management of more than 50 wildlife management areas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.